Cue 3 hours of inspiration. Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe. Welcome to your Sunday morning on Newstalk ZB.
And we're joined now by our travel correspondent from bloggeratlarge.com, Megan Singleton. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew.
And of course, San Francisco, we've had the terrible plane crash this morning. Asiana Airlines, 290 people on board, and it bottomed out at the end of the runway because the airport was closed. What details do you have about the airport at the moment?
Well, I've just heard from Air New Zealand, who put out a statement saying that so NZ8 flying into San Francisco has been diverted to Los Angeles today, and they'll be making arrangements to get those passengers up to San Francisco. Meanwhile, NZ7, which is due to depart San Francisco, is delayed until further notice. At the moment, there's no runway available. So, but then I'm following Twitter, as you are, and I'm reading tweets coming out of San Francisco Airport to say that limited flights have resumed. So we can assume that, you know, they'll be working through that backlog, I think, pretty quickly. They've got more than one runway, so it's not necessarily going to hold people up, I would hope, for too long.
Such a shocking event. Mm. It's something that happens so very, very rarely.
I know. Well, you know, as you know, I've just done this big trip through the States, and you think it will never happen to me. I am on reputable airlines. I am flying into these massive international airports. Takeoff and landing, you know, you see people shut their eyes and clench their fists, and that's never me. But, oh, my goodness, you know, you see something like this and you think, flip, this is serious stuff. You know, we so take it for granted. We just take off and land, and I think we calculated that we did that something like 22 times on our trip that we've just come back from, and it can happen.
Don't let it get to you. And it's amazing how many people survive well out of, you know, and were uninjured from this crash as well, which shows the safety procedures and safety measures on modern airplanes. The 777, for instance, was designed in 1995. They're very good, and it's very safe.
The crew, by the sounds of it, did an outstanding job and got people off pretty quickly. So I think there's some good out of it, but it's just a bit of a shock, I think, for everybody. And, of course, all the Kiwis are up there now for America's Cup, and so it's, you know, San Francisco's a huge city for us at the moment.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago you were in Disneyland. We talked about this a year ago when we talked about Cars Land, but you can never talk enough about Disneyland. What did you see this time?
Well, I have to say I've been 4 times in 3 years, so I'm a little bit ridiculous when it comes to Disneyland. So this time I thought I'd just talk about some tips for doing it well, because you do actually see quite a lot of family and kids having meltdowns, and you do hear from people to go, okay, I've got 1 day, what should I do, and or 2 days or whatever. So I would suggest, if you want to see both parks, which is Disneyland and California Adventure, get the 2 day park hopper pass. That means you can dash to and fro both the parks at any time. But then I would go 1 day in one park and 1 day in the other park. So I've written a couple of blogs about what I think the best rides to hit are in Disneyland, and then the best rides at California Adventure. And by that I mean the most popular rides, so you don't have to line up for an hour or even 2 hours. Like the Tower of Terror, we went to go on that in California Adventure. They said it's an 80-minute wait. This was at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It's like you're dreaming. We're just not going to do that.
So is the idea to go to the most popular rides right early in the morning?
And even better than that, if you stay in one of the 3 Disneyland hotels, you actually get to go into the park an hour before the public. So that does mean a 7 o'clock standing at the gates ready to roar. But you could probably get 3 or 4 rides done in that hour before everyone gets in. And so that was my number one tip. The other tip would be the fast passes. So for some of the rides don't have them, but the big rides like Indiana Jones, Cars Land, they give you these fast passes. So you rock up, you grab a ticket, and it's got an hour's time slot in it for later on in the day. Then you go off, do your other rides, and you return in that time slot, and you walk through the fast pass lane, and then you don't have to really queue up at all.
And that happens in other theme parks as well. I know my son had priority queuing at Universal.
And
you just buy it beforehand on the website.
Well, no, this doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, oh, good.
You just rock up and grab your ticket. But, of course, it's first come, first served, so those tickets will be sort of snatched up. Once they're gone for the day, they're gone. So my suggestion would be to hit those really cool rides up, just grab a fast pass, and then you can go off and go on the other rides that don't offer that. The other thing they do is a single rider line, which is quite clever too. So if you don't mind not travelling with your friends or family, you can still line up together in the single rider line, but you will just jump in a car with a stranger and whiz around, and you know, but you'll be in and out much quicker as well. So I quite like to do that.
Now, when you went to Disneyland, of course, this is part of your whole family tour, and you had your 70-year-old dad with you. So what rides are appropriate for a 70-year-old man?
Oh, look, actually, there's quite a few. You know what? Dad even thought he would do the Tower of Terror, and it was only when we got to the 80-minute delay that he decided that he wouldn't. I think since then, he's kind of now seen what it would have been. He would have left his glasses at the top of the hotel. But no, he loved the Indiana Jones ride. I think my mother closed her eyes the whole way around it. She wasn't so keen on that. But then we did Pirates of the Caribbean, which is, you know, a nice little gently, you know, pirates are having a jolly old time and bombs are going off. You spot Johnny Depp all the way around it. So we did the Haunted House with him. Mum wouldn't have a bar of that. But then we actually did Splash Mountain. And I don't know if you know that one, but it's all very Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox, and it's all kind of cutesy. But it's in a log flume water ride. And I was sitting in the front, and then my husband and then my dad in the back. And you come down this, I'm going to say it's about a 20-metre drop at the end into the water, comes splashing down. We've got this photo of my husband and I just absolutely screaming our lungs out, and Dad just sitting there as if he's just watching the telly. And then the next minute, we're absolutely drenched. So, we laughed. You know, we'll laugh for the rest of our days.
You know, sometimes those photographs are a good thing to get, because years ago I went to the Gold Coast, and we went down one of these big splash things with my family, and both Helen and my two boys, who were very young at the stage, we saw the photograph. I'm going, woohoo! And they're actually hiding their heads in their laps, you know, with a look of abject terror. It was $15 for the photograph. We didn't buy it because I'm being cheap, but I really regret that now, because it was one of the funniest things I've seen.
Well, do you know what you can do now? And this is very sneaky, and don't tell anyone I told you, but they flash up these photos on the digital screen, so everyone gets their mobile phones out and just picks it.
Oh,
I know, naughty.
That's so clever.
I know.
Everyone thinks Disneyland's just rides, but no, there's foods and shops as well.
Yeah, outside of Disneyland, they've got this whole area called Downtown Disney, and that's free and open to the public. So if you actually arrive in LA late at night, which you would on the Air New Zealand flights into LA, you might not want to use your day ticket that first day and save it up. But you can still see the fireworks from outside the park at night, and you can go to a ton of different cool restaurants and music bars. Mm. The House of Blues is there, the ESPN Sports Bar, and we loved the Rainforest Cafe, which is just a must if you like, even without the kids, to be honest. They've got like these apes and elephants and all these things that suddenly just set off roaring about every 20 minutes, make you drop your glass of wine, and it's fantastic.
So, and very good airfares there at the moment.
Oh, amazing. Look, I have honestly never seen better, and I think it's because Hawaiian Airlines have entered the market, and Fiji Airways have just rebranded and launched a great fare. So at the moment, you can get return flights to LA for as low as $1,355.
Wow.
So I've got that. I've got a whole list of all the companies that have got those fares up at the moment, and people can check that out as well.
Thank you for your time today, Megan. Of course, you'll find all these details in Megan's blogs on her blog site, bloggeratlarge.com.